بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Each of us is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? We're called abd or ibad, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So part of being a servant actually involves being content with whatever the master bestows upon you. So whatever our status is, whatever our position is, whatever we have, whatever we don't have, it's our responsibility as being servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us. Now this actually takes several different forms, but it's very important that we realize that we are servants of Allah. Now, part of that actually involves part of accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you is to accept the deeds that you do on a regular basis as part of what Allah destined for you. And you'll see this in hadith all over the place, that some sahaba says, I woke up on a particular day and I prayed as much as I could pray, or I prayed as much as Allah had written for me to pray, or I woke up at night and I prayed as much as Allah had written for me to pray. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us our position and our maqam, and we are in turn are pleased with whatever He's bestowed upon us. And so this is very important that we begin to realize that whatever Allah has given us and whatever position we're in, that's part of our being a servant. Now the biggest mistake, well, there's two issues. One issue is that everybody wants to improve their position or their status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That desire in and of itself is something that's rewarded. So the desire to improve ourselves and to become better servants of Allah is something that's rewarded. But at the same time, we have to be very careful about complaining about our position. Because when you complain, you remove the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your life. And this is very, very important, actually. So you'll see people, they have every single thing in the world, right? They have a nice car, they have a nice place to live, they have clothes to wear, and they'll be complaining about the most minute things in their life. Like, why did this person say A, B, and C? Or why did person A do that to me yesterday? Or how come everybody doesn't do this for me or doesn't do that for me? So in each individual case, we begin to complain about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that's the thing that takes away the barakah in what we were given and takes away the barakah from gaining more. Because there's a very famous statement of the scholars that shukr is the spear in order to get the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the more you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more different blessings enter your life. And so we should really, really be very, very careful about what comes from our tongue and even the faces that we make towards anything. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never complain about any type of food, ever. And you read this in hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa never complained about food. If he didn't like something, he didn't take it. That doesn't mean you have to eat every single thing. But to complain about something was very much against the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because you're a servant of Allah. If Allah decides to give you something on one day and something else on another day, then that's fine. You're His servant. You don't have any right to complain. You don't have the right to tell the master what you want. You have to be a servant. You have to accept whatever He gives you. So we have to be very, very careful in the way that we deal with people, in the way that we deal with the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us. And we do this very, very frequently. We complain about things. We say, oh, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and if only I had something more of this or something more of that, or if only people would treat me like this, or why didn't somebody treat me like that? All those things are complaints against, in essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if somebody's treating you a certain way, it's because Allah told them to treat you that way. Allah's the one who's running the universe, nobody else. If somebody comes to you and says something that, quote unquote, disrespected you, or didn't treat you the way you expected to be treated, then, in essence, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who inspired that person to do that. That person has no control over themselves. They're servants of Allah as well. They do whatever Allah told them to do. And similarly, if people come and treat you with respect, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that in their heart. Right? There's a famous hadith that the person who draws nearer to me until he becomes so close to me through nawafil that the fish in the sea begin to make dua for him. And I command and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an announcement to all of creation that they should love and respect person A because of his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very, very important that we realize that our situation is directly a result of our own actions. If somebody comes and fights with you, if somebody comes and argues with you, if somebody's not respecting you, it's because of your own actions. Umar radiallahu anhu, the famous Sahaba, used to say that I saw my daily actions in my relationship with my wife. This is what Umar radiallahu anhu used to say. I saw my daily actions in my relationship with my wife. Meaning when I would do something wrong, when I would make some error, I would see it because I would come home and my wife would argue with me, or she would fight with me, or we'd have some disagreement. And when things went well for Umar on that particular day, that wouldn't occur. So all these interactions that we have with other people, they're directly a result of our own actions. These are all problems that we bring upon ourselves. So we have to realize that we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we don't tell Allah what to do, Allah tells us what to do. And we have to act accordingly. And the way that you act accordingly is to realize whenever you deal with anybody, whenever you speak with anybody, whenever you see anybody or anything, that they're servants of Allah, that they have no control over what they're doing. That in every single action there is some sort of lesson for us. In every single action, in every single occurrence, in every single encounter, there's some sort of lesson for us. Now if somebody comes and starts saying something to you that you don't like, or you hear that somebody's doing something that you don't like, you should really sit down and reflect, why is that happening? Why? What's that person saying? Well, what did I do? Where did I go wrong? And look for the error within yourself. And this is very, very uncommon that somebody does something wrong, we immediately blame the other person. We say, it's because of that person that happened. That person did it. This person did it. It's the fault of this thing. But actually, the blame should be going towards ourselves. We should look and reflect on our own lives and say, okay, because of my this, and this, I'm having these problems. And so we should look at our own ibadah, at our own sins, at our own errors, and realize that these are the things that bring the difficulties of the world upon us. Now, there's a whole other set of difficulties that occur upon the most righteous people. That's separate. Those are difficulties or tests which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts someone through in order to make them closer to Allah. But these everyday problems which we're not able to handle, these are problems that we bring upon ourselves through our own actions. And so we should begin to reflect upon ourselves and look at ourselves and ask ourselves where we stand and where we want to be. It's very, very important. Similarly, we should realize that we're servants of Allah. Wherever you are right now is where Allah wanted you to be. So, and you can strive and make niyyah, but it's only through Allah. You can't decide that you want to pray tahajjud tomorrow and you'll be up for tahajjud. You can't decide that you want to come to the masjid and you'll be in the masjid every day. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to decide that this servant is going to wake up for tahajjud. And Allah has to decide that this servant now has permission to come to my house. This is Allah's house. He controls the door. Allah has to decide these things, and the way you earn that level is through the mercy of Allah and through your efforts. So these are all signs. The fact that you sit in gatherings, the fact that you come to the masjid, these are all positive signs as well. But the point is, Allah is in complete control. You have no control over anything. And if you think, for a moment, that you're doing Allah a favor by being in the masjid, or that you've done Allah some favor by being a Muslim, then you've deceived yourself and you're going to continue to deceive yourself until you reach your grave. We are servants of Allah. We are in dire need of His mercy. We're in dire need of His permission to continue on the deeds that we continue upon. We're in dire need of his tawfiq. And so that's what we're searching, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it comes through reflecting upon ourselves, it comes through reflecting upon our deeds, it comes through remembering him constantly, and it comes through being good to one another, and it comes through avoiding all the evil and the sins that we produce through our own selves. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be true servants and to accept whatever he's written for us.